Yeah, I think that's a very, very good summary of the situation. As a suggestion, I think and perhaps the chair can advise on this. How would you be able to would this body be able to influence those investment banks at all on that we're talking about? Because I think that they would I would see those as one of the main customers, and the other customer though is maybe not UNFCCC, but it's to do with the development goals. I'm still a bit stuck in Millennium Development Goals, but it's not. But I mean, this is absolutely core to most of the development is the supply of energy and reliable energy. So I think there is a UN angle to this, very definitely. To me, one of the critical questions, though, and it may help to get agreement, is whether or not you have capture readiness as part of the specification. And I can see that might not be a major concern for some under the new US position, but I think that could possibly be a big concern for a number of governments. If you just say, look, you're not locked into these emissions going forward. It's just that we're not bothering about them now because nobody's bothering about them now to the extent of having to do CCS.